This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We back at it with the steady, Hotman Crowder and Solana. 305, cafecito time, dame una colada. Got some interviews next, always got dope guests. Get the cesspool live, dropping comments and likes. We about to get right, talking sports, my G. Listen to Odyssey and 104.3. Live and back on georgiamusic.com. Hitting it at the park like a Matt Mervis bomb. All power, get ready for the 3 o'clock hour. Get ready for the 3 o'clock hour. Get ready for the 3 o'clock hour.
Yeah!
Get ready for that 3 o'clock. Ready for that 3 o'clock. Are you ready for the 3 o'clock? Are you ready for that 3 o'clock? 305 is that 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm ready for the 3 o'clock hour. That's Georgie! Georgie threw down a new track for the 3 o'clock hour for Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. Now, I don't know if you heard the line in there about a Matt Mervis bomb, but that's a great banger from Georgie. Everybody follow Georgie Music on social media. Georgmuzik. If you want to see that track with the lyrics and a little still photo of Georgie behind the console, Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. I shared the video that he sent us for that, and you'll see all the lyrics. It's very cool. But Georgie, now he welcomes you in at 2 o'clock and he gives you that banger at 3 o'clock, and we appreciate Georgie and Georgie Music and the Matt Mervis shout out. I tagged Matt Mervis on the Instagram post.
That has to be a first, right? Has to be a first. Matt Mervis getting shout out in a song.
Yeah, I mean, it's a first for us when he made the 2 o'clock hour, and now I would imagine it's a first for Matt Mervis as well.
Hey, Solana, do you know we're the only radio show in the world that brings up Matt Mervis?
I think we may own that title. I think Sylvie, Waddle and Sylvie used to bring him up when he was with the Cubs.
Right.
For a brief period of time. I think Sylvie had better sense than me and moved on quickly. I am still there. I'm a big Washington Nationals fan because that's where Matt Mervis is now. Simon Clancy, he used to cover the Dolphins, I believe. Yep. He posted, whoever Miami's new GM is, they're going to have a big decision at quarterback. Do they give Quinn Ewers the reins based on what looks like 3 pretty encouraging starts? Or chase Malik Willis in free agency, knowing they've got no money to spend, and with what looks like an incredible 2027 draft approaching. There are just so many questions, kind of like what you were asking Clay there, is like, is it as simple as find a quarterback, or are there more pieces to fill? But the quarterback question is so difficult that unless you can get Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson, It's almost an impossible question to answer, especially if you end up having to eat the Tua money against the cap.
Oh, 100%. And like you're saying, if it's Burrow or Lamar, I'm with you. But we don't know if Mendoza's going to be. Are we going to give up 3 years of drafts for Mendoza?
Right, you don't know. Right.
We don't know. Tua was better than Mendoza in college, numbers-wise and all that stuff. Like, we don't know what the hell these guys are going to be. And to that point, too, because Solana brings up that you're couching this GM with Mike McDaniel. And some GMs don't want to do that. Obviously, this is their opportunity. They don't want you just to give them something. Clay kept saying it. But bigger than that, you're eating the Tua money. You have no proven young stars. Your stars are Achan and Jordan Brooks, who both need new money. This job without the names behind it, this is not a great GM opportunity for that next upcomer with what the money they have to spend and the roster that they're dealing with. We're old. Anybody young that's good wants to make a whole bunch of money. We don't have that mid-ground of player. The Grands and the Savignayas and all those guys aren't great. They're starters, but they're not the future of football. It's a tough.
Savignaya.
It's a tough sale, Hawk. This GM job is a tough damn sale.
Savignaya, by the way, has been so roundly criticized since the season has ended officially by so many of the podcasters, the people who really follow it and grade it out, just saying that he's one of the worst offensive linemen they've ever seen come out of the draft.
Mm-hmm. It's not just that, you traded up for him,
right,
too. I mean, you literally, you gave up capital to move ahead in the draft to draft what they all believe to be the last offensive lineman available that could be a day one starter, and he is laughably bad.
But just name our young stars, the future of this team. The guys in 5 or 6 years are still, we're going to be selling Chop Robinson jerseys.
Well, no. I mean, Chop had an extremely disappointing season. Extremely disappointing. And I don't know. I mean, Kenneth Grant had his best game against the Buccaneers. I haven't seen his grades for yesterday. At least he looked like he belonged.
There are a couple stars on the team. Devon Achane, Jordan Brooks, right? Those are the offensive and defensive stars.
Easily.
Stars, MVPs, Pro Bowlers.
I'll even give you Riley Patterson. I will. I'll give you Riley Patterson. He's a special team star. And I think Jake Bailey had the best season statistically for a Dolphins punter in history. In history.
Yeah. No, not over Matt Turk.
No, Reggie Roby, man. Let's go even further back. But no, I think he statistically had the best season ever for a punter. Yeah.
I saw that from Joe Shad. Yeah. No, but the problem is
you can't build a team because they had to pay, to your point, Hawk. Yes, their stars are Achan and Jordan Brooks. They're about to have to pay both of those dudes a whole bunch of money to keep them around because another team that's already set is going to be willing to give those all-pro players money. It's a tough sell.
The thing is, you asked, who are the stars for the next 4 or 5 years? Is Devon – I love Devon Achane. I want him back here next year. I've changed my entire tune on him. You pay the guy. But with the way that they use him – Omar was saying this yesterday, Perk maybe. With the way that they use him, I mean, the amount of touches he's getting, Crowder, and then they pay him, and they continue to use him that way – he's not going to be that dude anymore in 4 or 5 years. Just wear and tear.
But I hate doing that where you go, hey, he's going to be really good, but at some point he's not going to be really good. I just hate that. Remember they did that? Who was that Nationals pitcher? Steven Strasburg? Yeah. Where it was like, hey, shut him. They were having that record-breaking season. It was like, hey, shut him down at the end of the season because you want to make sure you have him for the next few seasons. And they missed the playoffs, and they didn't go back to the playoffs for several seasons after that. I understand what you're saying, but I hate the notion of, yeah, Devon Achane is great. He's the best thing we've seen on offense in a long time, but you can't give him a contract because he's not going to be great 3 or 4 years from now.
It's not what I was arguing, though. I'm saying pay him, but understand that in the 4 to 5 year rebuild, I'm not talking about next year, but if we take the longer approach, which you don't have to, he may not be the guy that you're paying right now. You know, so you can't just say, okay, we've got Devon Achane, we've got the running back position.
No. And it comes from the tree he's coming from, the Shanahan tree. Devon Achane is Christian McCaffrey. Passing, running, catching out of the backfield, zone scheme, small guy that pounds of rock as well, can run on short yardage. But he's not Christian McCaffrey. I'm not saying he's that. I'm saying you would have said that about Christian McCaffrey 6 years ago. When he was in Carolina, he kept getting hurt. But they pay him, and now he's the best running back in football. So if he can Christian McCaffrey this thing, we have a chance. There is wear and tear on running backs. That's why their careers are short. But it's funny, I'm going the other way. You always say he's the white something. He's the black Christian McCaffrey. You never go that direction. And it's what he is.
Yeah, usually not complimentary. But in this way, it's complimentary. All right, yes, Mike Cugno is going to join us this hour, so I want to make sure we have enough time for it. By the way, I had seen a tweet. 51 years since the last Dolphins Super Bowl win, 41 years since their last Super Bowl appearance, 25 years since their last playoff win, 5 playoff games in the last 25 years, 5 playoff appearances in a quarter century, no playoff wins in a quarter century. It could be, I'm not kidding you because I was texting with some friends over the weekend, it could be one of the worst franchises in all of sports. And Stephen Ross, as much as I am a fan of his, we've had the conversation, we had it last week, I remember.
Yeah.
As much as a fan I am of Stephen Ross, his 17 years as owner of the Miami Dolphins has been a gigantic exercise in futility. They have zero to show from it.
And they're trying.
They're trying hard.
The Marlins don't even try and mess around and get a World Series.
Yeah, yeah.
As bad as the cap situation is and the overall roster situation is that Crowder was saying earlier that this is not an attractive destination for an upcoming GM or for the next big GM, I don't know, man. I still think – I go back to what you guys were saying. The idea of what you want in an owner as a general manager is Stephen Ross. You're still in Miami. You're in a prime market. You've got an owner who will give you all the resources you need.
He'll go out and get Troy Aikman in 2026 if you need.
I'm not defending Stephen Ross. I'm just saying as bad as the situation is, and it's bad, I don't think this is a bad job for a general manager. If they have the job security of, hey, this is going to take a couple years. Give me a couple years to turn it around. If Stephen Ross is bringing somebody in and saying, you have a year to figure it out. I want to be in the playoffs next year. Then, yeah, I mean, this is a brutal situation to be in.
Anyway, let's get to headlines here so we can talk with Mike Cugno. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your pricito at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
You finish 7-10 after starting 1-6. And it ends with a 38-10 loss to New England. No Waddle, no Achane yesterday, no Minka. Among several players who ultimately did not play, but it was Patriots from the very beginning, and they dominated.
How about you talk about like a slow start and you finish with, you know, it's not a not respectable record. How about like the Buccaneers started 6-2? All they had to do was beat Miami in Week 17.
Yep.
All they had to do was beat a terrible Dolphins team. Couldn't do that. And then because Atlanta wins yesterday, Carolina gets the division. Like, talk about epic collapses. Indianapolis Colts, epic collapse this season. Tampa, to me, was the one where I was like, oh, my God. Had they just beaten the Dolphins the week prior, none of the hoo-ha mattered over the weekend for them.
We can't have a collapse because we're going to start out garbage anyway, so there's no collapse.
Prevents the collapse. It's actually a brilliant strategy.
Can we take a moment to just laugh at the New York Jets? While we're here basking in just misery, let's laugh at another miserable organization. The New York Jets. Listen to this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Garrett Wilson was the New York Jets' leading receiver at the end of the year. He hasn't caught a pass since October 12th.
Yeah, got traded.
Man.
The Jets ended the season with Garrett Wilson.
Right. No, I'm thinking of Sauce Gardner.
Gardner did. That one's funny, too. Sauce Gardner left a team that was 1-7, joins the Colts. They go 1-7 since he was traded. Yeah. The Jets' leading receiver this season, his last pass that he caught was on October 12th. Also, the New York Jets pulled off a feat that we will likely never see again in the modern NFL. For the rest of our lives, what the New York Jets did this season, we will never see again. The last time a professional team went an entire season without an interception was 1933. The leading passer that season threw for under 500 yards. The New York Jets this season did not intercept a football.
It's impossible in a 17-game season with the amount of yardage that quarterbacks are racking up. It really is impossible to not grab one interception from a tipped ball, I mean, come on.
You don't have to jump and out every game. Just crazy. A fat dude, it hits a fat guy in the helmet and it flips up in the air. That's that. When it rains, it pours for terribleness.
I mean, they are terrible.
That can't be a better situation than the Dolphins, can it?
The Jets?
They didn't fire their head coach. I mean, they're kind of riding it out.
Well,
they also have 750 draft picks over the next 2 years.
And I read something that they're just going to buy out Justin Fields, just going to release him and eat the contract because they signed him to a 2 year $40 million deal.
Yeah, it makes sense though. Yeah. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you this because I can't go back. Jalen Waddle is a sit-out the last week of the season guy if you're not making the playoffs?
Yeah, I owe you an apology.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. I know the drop-off from wide receiver 1 to wide receiver 2, which is Hill to Waddle, and granted, any drop-off from Hill is going to be pronounced, but it was massive, massive in my opinion.
Yeah, and I just – yeah, H.N., let him sit out. He carried this team. Yeah, Waddle has an off – Waddle's off the game for what? For what?
He's not a wide receiver 1.
Never going to be. He's never been in his life.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he's a very good receiver. But he's not a game changer. Your wide receiver 1 kind of needs to be a game changer.
Yeah. He's not a wide receiver 1. I was wrong about that one, Crowder. But to be fair, you would agree. Tua Tagovailoa's worst season this year.
Oh, affects
also
the receivers.
Affects that and contributes to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
The fact that Tua couldn't throw the ball 15 yards without it just looking like a duck
absolutely.
In the middle of the field
yep.
affects
yes.
that.
Yep.
And the fact that, but to be fair, you know, Waddle, I mean, how did he have a single reception down the field this year? Like a single one? Maybe one in Carolina, which would have been, should have been the game-winning touchdown. Like, that's the only one I can think of.
He had a couple because you come in Monday and throw it in my face, and he had two for 60.
Yeah, but tough for me to do that after Zay Flowers literally dominated in the game yesterday. It's all right. I have Riley Patterson in my back pocket at any point today. Also, the fact that 1 year ago today, Hawk was calling Chris Greer, Mike McDaniel, and Tua Tagovailoa the big three.
Yeah, but you didn't let me finish the sentence. The big three idiots. you're always cutting me off.
Coaches fired today. I'll run through them very quickly here. Pete Carroll, after one season, they have the number one overall pick. The Raiders do. They went 3-14.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The Raiders have fired three coaches in three seasons.
Yep.
Right? Yeah.
John Gruden, back to Las Vegas.
He would do it in a heartbeat.
He tweeted the Vegas Raiders flag.
But I think it's because they won, right? Yeah. But it's something that Mark Davis I could see doing, though. Mark Davis is like the owner. He's like, he's a rebel.
And cute. That would be so cute to bring him back. Yeah.
Truthfully, I'm rooting against the Las Vegas Raiders. I have nothing against that franchise anymore. But Tom Brady is kind of manning the ship over there, among others. I'm rooting against Brady as an executive.
I saw that he is looking to bring in Brian Flores as their head coach.
2-1. He's the favorite to be the next Raiders head coach.
Now, that's interesting to me. Is that payback for Brady saying thank you for saving me from becoming part of that Dolphins organization when you walked off the boat when I had gotten on and they were recruiting me and it became a whole big thing? I ended up in Tampa, won a Super Bowl. Who the hell knows what would have happened in Miami, but I know that everything there just turns to turd.
They met on the dock and never lost contact.
Never lost contact. Said, I'll pay you back for this at some point.
I got you, Flo.
Cardinals fired a guy that literally nobody knew was their head coach, Jonathan Gannon, for 3 years.
No idea.
He's been there 3 years.
Yeah, I thought their head coach was Dennis Green still.
He done better than Gannon.
Too soon?
The Browns fired Kevin Stefanski. That we knew was coming.
Genius.
The Falcons fired Raheem Morris and their general manager, Terry Fontenot, literally like an hour after Raheem Morris finished his post-game press conference, was seen hugging the owner, Art Blanc or whatever his name is.
Blank.
Yeah.
Art Blanc.
Whatever. Mont Blanc. He owns the pen store, right?
Art Blanc.
We're walking to this one of these Mont Blancs. We're walking to one of these stores.
You make his name.
Who the hell's buying a pen for $5,000?
Yeah, people love their Mont Blanc pens. They do. They do.
The hell, like I was like, oh, my fiance, business owner, walked in there in Dadeland Mall.
But I feel that way about watches. But people love timepieces. Like I just don't understand it.
Right, but the watch you always have on your wrist, like it's an accessory.
But imagine you're signing important documents and you're doing it with a $5,000 Mont Blanc pen.
It's a status symbol, just like jewelry, just like everything else.
Yeah. I mean, you can get a Coach bag, you can get a Target bag.
Mm-hmm, they're carrying your items.
I told the lady I'd like to buy a pen. She said, okay, over here. Cheapest pen in that place was 5 G's.
Well, I mean, if you're walking into a store that literally only sells pens, don't you think you'd be better off like just at CVS buying a pack of pens? Like, you think the store survives on $1.99 pens? Like, the store only sells pens and writing utensils. Like,
oh, crap. Yeah. Here comes the big guy.
Yeah, like, put two and two together there. You're you can't be surprised by the prices.
It's like, you know what? On second thought, Office Depot is more my range.
So, let's see. I can get a pack of 10 pens for $3.99, or I can buy this Mont Blanc.
And sell it to Arthur Blank.
Arthur Blanc.
Yeah. teams with head coaching vacancies. Here we go. Tennessee, the Cardinals, the Browns, the Raiders, the Falcons, and the Giants.
All right. Giants kept their GM, though, which is just, I mean, God bless them.
Man. Giants ain't a bad job. Giants not a bad job. You got a young quarterback. You have a hell of a defensive
Jackson Dart, I think he's going to be a really good quarterback. You're going to have Cam Scataboo back. Like, I think the Giants probably have a little something.
Yeah.
The Heat, they play tomorrow, just to round out headlines. They play tomorrow in Minnesota. They won yesterday, lost Saturday. And the Florida Panthers won yesterday against the Avalanche, big-time victory yesterday on the road against a very, very good opponent. Your weather in South Florida, it's in the 80s. Nice and sunny out. That's your weather.
Mike Cugno is going to talk some Dolphins with us next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't look like a typical major leaguer, but I can throw that gas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mike Cugno's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, and you can watch Cugno on CBS4 and oftentimes on CBS Sports HQ nationally. So, Cugno, I'll ask you, I've asked everybody, essentially, have you seen enough from Mike McDaniel to say, yes, I would be thrilled for him to continue on, or no, I don't ever want to see him prowling the sidelines again for the Miami Dolphins? Or are you in this camp that's like, hey, the quarterback underperformed and his best wide receiver was gone for most of the season and you can't make any kind of rash decision on Mike McDaniel after that season? He kind of kept it together.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the camp that because he kept it together down the stretch and made the tough decision of benching Tua, which kind of maybe turns the page on that chapter in Dolphins history. I'm of the camp of giving him another year and seeing what the next GM wants to do. So whoever the next general manager comes in, and give him a year with Mike McDaniel and then let him make that decision and see if that's the kind of football, the kind of style they want to play. I'm really interested to see what Mike McDaniel's offense could look like with a different quarterback, because at times Quinn Ewers and that offense looks good, and a lot of that has to do with Quinn's mobility. They can roll him out. It gives them options. You know, when, unfortunately, because of, you know, Tua's lack of mobility, I feel like when he rolls out, it's like everyone on defense, okay, just go guard a man, because there was no threat to really run. And I think with Quinn, you do have that little extra added element. And that's why I would like to see the offense with another year and with Quinn or someone else under center.
It can't be Quinn. It wasn't even my question. There's no chance they bring Quinn back as the number one, Mike. Is that even possible?
Are you in a bathroom? What are you doing?
I said he's got a terrible microphone, but he's also in an Airbnb that's way too echoey.
It can't. Well, why not? What I'm looking for is just opening up the competition.
Wait a second, Cuño, because I'm watching him on video. So you made fun of the sound, and then Crowder started looking at the microphone as if he was going to fix something. I want to know what you were doing there, Crowder.
It's a button on the back that says pattern.
That sounds 1,000 times better.
Yeah. It sounded like you were yelling into the microphone jack.
I told you it was the setting.
The difference there was that he's actually talking into the microphone.
No, it's 100% the setting. Okay. He had the setting wrong.
Pattern.
Yeah. You sound 1,000 times better.
Solana.
You'll see.
All right. Go ahead. Re-ask your question, Crowder. I want Cuño to hear you in the delightful, dulcet tones of Channing Crowder.
There's no way, Mike, that they come back with Quinn. Just tell me that's not true. They have to do something. If it's a stopgap, if it's something. But you don't go into 2026 NFL season and say Quinn Ewers is our leader.
No, but I think you can. I think you can say Quinn's done enough and shown you enough that he can play in the NFL to where at least he's a backup. I like the idea of them opening up the quarterback position to competition just in general, and having someone go and fight for the job. I mean, look what happened in San Francisco. They draft Trey Lance and they draft Brock Purdy, and it's all like the kind of, you know, talk there was Brock looked great in camp, and then eventually end up beating Trey Lance to the job, right? So that, or was it Jimmy Garoppolo? I can't remember at this point. I think it was Trey Lance. But, you know, that's what I would like to see. We haven't seen competition opened up at that position for the Dolphins in a long time. We sort of went from Tannehill to the stopgap of Ryan Fitzpatrick to Tua.
I would say to all you guys, though, there might be a financial reality that you have to come back with Quinn Ewers, because if you really are done with Tua and you've got to eat all that cap, and then you can't make any kind of maneuver to get someone worthwhile, just financially. I mean, Quinn Ewers is as cheap as they come. He's on a rookie deal. So just financially, you might be stuck with Quinn Ewers and say, hey, you know what? We'll give it a shot this season. He gives us, like Cuño said, more mobility than Tua did. It couldn't be much worse. And we'll at least have that year to get rid of the cap problem. And then we'll be able to make a determination about Quinn Ewers. I mean, ideally, I think you'd love to have him as a cheap backup, but there might be a financial reality that he's your starter.
Yeah, and look, yesterday's outcome is a little weird, too, with the Patriots. So it could kind of skew the way you look at Quinn, because he didn't have a full complement of weapons offensively, right? So do they end up scoring on a couple of those drives, especially the first one, and maybe that first one coming out of the half? That game flips there because they end up having to chase after the turnover in the end zone and turnover on down. So they're chasing that whole game with Achane and Waddled and whatever other complement of weapons you want. Does that game flow change? So it's kind of hard to I don't know, judge Quinn on yesterday alone, but I've definitely seen enough to where you at least feel good about QB2 going into next year.
And Mike, this is my original question was about McDaniel. Just all we've heard, even like you're saying, we had the 2023 season and, you know, open it up, Denver 70-point game. We talk about it like it was yesterday, but also like the team discipline.
the team identity, the stuff about their take, you know, with taking ping pong tables out of this and guys aren't showing up. And then Tua's throwing his teammates under the bus. And, you know, guys, he even said it at what, before last season, during the offseason after 2024, he was like, well, guys don't care when I find them. That aspect to him being the head coach, minus the play calling, minus the on the field stuff, the identity of the team, and also the respect he has from inside the locker room.
Yeah, but can't you say the same thing about going from 1-6 to making a run at the end? Doesn't that also show something that he was able to keep it together despite the slow start? Now, the slow start, if you want to criticize that's fair. They have to figure that out because it's a couple of years now we've seen these slow starts happen. But he does deserve some credit there for not letting the season completely get away from them. The final 4 weeks of the year, or really the fourth to last week, the last month, there was a chance to keep them alive. It was an outside chance, but he kept it together after a 2-6 start.
If he's back next year and it's looking like he's going to be, Mike, should he have a say in player personnel moving forward, roster acquisitions moving forward? And I take it a step further, just based on the reports of who the general manager candidates are, one could assume that, you know, his relationship with some of these guys, or the fact that he's worked with them or crossed paths with them in the past, is influencing who the Dolphins are going to end up hiring. Should that be the case? Should he have influence in other parts of the organization other than just head coaching moving forward?
Well, at a certain point, the chef has to have a say in the ingredients that he wants to work with, right? So I think there is on some level, no matter who the GM is going to be, that there will be some collaborative effort. Unless you get a guy in here who says, you know, I'm moving on from McDaniel right away, and this isn't the vision I have for a team, then that would be the whole essentially a sweeping change here for the Dolphins. I just don't see that. I don't see that happening. So yeah, I mean, he's the one who runs this offense, and you hire an offensive coach so you don't have to keep hiring offensive coordinators every year because they get plucked by another team. So yeah, I think he does have to have some sort of say in what personnel fits this offense. And look, I mean, they've done a good job so far in terms of the run game. They've figured things out. They've made creative decisions with, you know, the Daniel Brunskills of the world, moving him to that sort of tight end, sixth offensive lineman blocker, and that turned the season around. So there is some proof of life there in that offense that when he's, you know, picking some personnel, they're having success.
And Mike, when's the last time like a big decision, who, you know, your pediatrician, CPA, financial advisor, just a decision you're going to make that in the middle of the night you said, you know what, I need Troy Aikman on my side. I need to make sure Troy Aikman's behind me. It blew my mind. I thought I got catfished or something online. Troy Aikman's coming to help us find a GM. What do you understand about that?
Yeah, that one's a weird one to me. I start to ask myself, does Troy Aikman want to get in the front office business? And is this his maybe first step in you know, dipping his toe in that? I don't know. I mean, he's been around the league a long time. Obviously, he knows a lot of people. He meets with all these teams, all these coaches each and every week as he travels around and does Monday Night Football. So he does have, I guess, relationships with some of these front office people and guys he gets to see on a weekly basis. That would be maybe my only thing. And unless they're hiring a search firm, I know sometimes you see that teams will hire search firms for coaches and stuff. So maybe this is that attempt, instead of going through search firm, you just kind of use the expertise in the building with guys like Dan Marino as well, and then an outside voice, which honestly, it sounds odd at first because you're like, well, he's calling football games, but he's also a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's seen what winning looks like up close. He's won Super Bowls. So, I mean, more information is good, I guess.
I also think there's a new thing developing, which is double dipping from broadcasters and football players. Tom Brady does both. He has an ownership stake and a management stake with the Raiders, and he's a broadcaster. Troy Aikman, very well, because he's not giving up a TV job, which I think pays him $10 to $20 million a season. He's not giving that up unless he can do both. And I just saw on Twitter that Matt Ryan is up for the job with the Falcons, kind of president of football operations for Atlanta, but he wants to retain his role with CBS the way that Tom Brady is allowed to retain his role with Fox. So this may be a new thing moving forward where broadcasters get to double dip as advisors or front office people with NFL teams.
Well, then my opportunity is just open way up.
Yes, what changes would you make, Cuno? Hey, Cuno, I wanted to talk Canes for a second, but I want to talk Winter Classic because we really haven't mentioned it, and the Panthers had a game yesterday. Yeah. But I know you were out at the Winter Classic. What did you think, aside from the game, which was one of the worst performances the Panthers have put up in a minute, what did you think of the way Miami and Lone Depot Park hosted the Winter Classic on Friday?
I thought it visually phenomenal. Like, what they did in there was incredible. They made that spectacular. Like, I can't give them enough credit for that. There was a lot of people. I will say that. Solana and I were walking around the concourse, basically shoulder to shoulder with people. So I understand some of the frustrations with maybe concessions or the team store trying to get stuff. But
it wasn't, because I was there and it was impossible to traverse the concourse. But as I was saying to Solana, that's not what Lone Depot Park was made for, right? Baseball game is meandering throughout nine innings. It's not like there's one break where everyone goes out the way that it happens, you know, at Amerant Bank Arena or whatever. So in between periods, when everyone goes out into the concourse at once, it's just not what the ballpark was built for.
Right, and I also think, hey, good problem to have, right? Like, you wanted that thing to be sold out, and it was a great crowd. You wanted to see it full with red jerseys, and I think you got that. There was a lot of Rangers fans there, too, but I'm with you. Like, it's not like I would say, let's not do this again. It happens. Like, whatever. It's full. It's a huge event. You only get to do it once. I'm there for the hockey. I'm there for the experience of seeing a rink kind of outdoors in this situation, and I thought they did a great job.
Yeah, it was just an awful, awful performance by the Panthers. Like, just they picked the worst night to have their worst performance of the season. I will tell you.
Hey, but
this.
You follow it up with a win over the Avs. Yep. You know, two nights later, that's fine. Yep. If you take that.
Well, it's not fine. I want that game against the Rangers on the Winter Classic while the world is watching. I'd flip flop those two performances. And I understand that you ran into my son there.
I did. I did.
He hated you.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard. Didn't like him much very either.
He's not a likable guy, in all fairness.
Just like his dad. This is what I got. Like,
the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Do you think the Canes take care of Ole Miss on Thursday?
I do. And I kind of think this is the year for Miami after what we saw against Ohio State. You don't want to get too far ahead. And I know Chambliss for Ole Miss is going to be a giant headache, but they've handled very mobile quarterbacks in the past this year. This feels special. Doing it at home. I was just talking to my mom earlier today because she went to that Orange Bowl where they beat Nebraska for the first one. I wanted to know what that was like, and she said it was an incredible experience to see them win on home turf. And so I hope, you know, they get that opportunity here January 19th, and who knows, maybe they'll do it against Indiana. That'd be a great game, obviously, with the storylines of Fernando Mendoza from being down here too. But yeah, I think the Canes are coming home to try to win a title.
Oh, he went to your high school, didn't he, Mendoza?
Let me tell you something. The Columbus crew is having quite the season here. Mario Cristobal, Fernando Mendoza. You know, the Boozer twins at Duke. How about that? Columbus might have the first overall pick in both the NBA and NFL this year. So, you know, throw a little respect on my name when you're talking to me, Crowder.
It's impressive.
We beat him at U school, but we won't speak about that.
Is U school still there?
I don't think it is. Is it?
It's located in Davie. I don't think the athletics are at any peak performance levels, but it's still there.
It's pretty much just an address at this point.
There's still kids going to class. I know that much.
All right. We'll let you go, Cuno. See you, man.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
There you go. Mike Cuno from CBS4.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Jimmy, you know how to make a hot tea?
No, I do not.
You know the ingredients of tea.
Water.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.